Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Brewing Faith. We're live. It's 1:30 and ready to get into the Word this afternoon. So thankful for you tuning in. And we are going to start in the book of Numbers, chapter 14. Numbers, chapter 14. And Brother Noah, you want to read for me today? Our topic today for Brewing Faith is He More Than Loves You.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Do you believe that today, Noah?
Yeah.
He more than loves you. Watch this. Watch the scripture.
Numbers. I thought I had it here, Noah. Numbers chapter 14 and verse number 8. Can you read it real loud here? Right here. If the Lord
delight in us, then He will bring us into the land and give it us a land which floweth.
Floweth, a land which floweth?
With milk and honey.
A land which floweth with milk and honey. So, here we go. So, if the Lord delight in us. So, we believe that the Lord loves us today, don't we?
Yes.
We believe that God loves us. But here it said, if the Lord delight us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us. This is the setting where Joshua and Caleb come back with a report and they say, we can go in. We can take the land. And the other spies are saying, no, we can't. We can't take the land. But it's like Joshua and Caleb, Brother Uriah, they were ahead of their time. They were like, we can do it. And they were asking the question, if he delight in us, don't you think He's going to give us this land? I like just the way that says that. If the Lord delight in us. So what was happening here, Ava, is they were looking at all the obstacles. And in life, sometimes we have obstacles, don't we? Uriah's scoring his schoolwork right now. Obstacles. Corrections. Don't look at the obstacles. If you believe that God loves you, He's going to delight in you. I'm going to look at a few more verses here. Ava, if you want to get Proverbs chapter 11 and also get ready to read from Proverbs chapter 15. But what does it word? What does it mean when it says He delights in us? So what does that mean? That word delight in the Hebrew, it means a pardon or a paying off. So it's like he not only loves us, He delights. He wants to pay off. And that word, the debt, is also mentioned in there in the original Hebrew. Pardon. Or and another in the same definition of delight is favor. God's favor. He not only loves me, but He wants to give me favor. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse number 20. Go ahead.
They that are of a forward heart are an abomination to the Lord, but such as they are upright in their way are His delight.
Those that are upright in their ways are what? They are His delight. Such are upright, they are His delight. So, such as are upright with God, He pardons, He favors. He fulfills their desires. He pays off their debts. That's what delight is. So I wrote down a little thing here, Ava. It's like, if you're upright in your way, you're His delight. And I wrote down, do right, His delight. Do right, His delight. We could write a song today. Do right, His delight. Might be a rap song. I don't know if I want to write a rap song, though. So do right, His delight. That's a good thing. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse number 8.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight.
Wow. And again, we're talking about, it, you just throw in a little bit about the prayer. The prayer of the upright is his delight. So the prayer of the upright is his favor. It's we get his pardon, his paying off of debts. The prayer of the upright are his delight. One last passage of scripture I want to read from the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms, chapter 18. The book of Psalms, chapter 18. Going to begin reading in verse number 17. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from them which hated me, for they were too strong for me. That's an interesting verse, Ava. It says, David says here, I believe this is David. Let's check and see if this is David who wrote. Yes, this is a psalm of David here. He says, they were too strong for me. In other words, I didn't have the power in myself. I had enemies against me. They hated me. They were too strong for me. Verse 18, they prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me. Why? Why? What was the last statement? Verse number 19. He brought me into a large place. He delivered me. Why? Because he delighted in me. He said, I want to give you my favor. They're too strong for me. I can't do it. I can't do it. And I know that. I know who I am. I know in myself I don't have that much strength. But he says, I'll come through. If you do right, you're his delight. Amen. And then he says, because I came through, I delivered you. And why? And I brought you forth into a large place. Why? Because he delighted in me. Think of it this way, Ava. Noah, where are you at? Noah, you going to read another scripture? Oh, I'm done with my scripture. Noah, come here. I want to ask you a question. So, he loves you today. He loves you, but guess what? He more than loves you. He likes you. And I know I've taught from that. If you love somebody, you like them. But it's like he wants to get, not just loves you, likes you. He wants to give you favor. He more than loves you. Think of it this way, Noah. Guess what? You're God's favorite. That's pretty cool, isn't it? I'm God's favorite. Ava, you're God's favorite. I'm God's favorite. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in today. And tomorrow we are going to talk about the devil is after you. That's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It's going to be encouraging. We're going to get some faith through this. Amen. Because the word will help us. The devil is after you. That's what we'll talk about tomorrow. You are his favorite today. He not only loves you, he more than loves you. You're his delight today. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in to Brewing Faith today. God bless you.